Well, here we are in the middle of Turton Road Hockey Stadium for my first ever hockey boo, joined with none other than Rocco Gomez, Nathan Wilko himself, on the eve of a second grade premiership, potentially. Wilko, how's the preparation going?
Mossy, the preparation's going pretty well, I think. The boys are pretty relaxed, and we had a good run then. Good hour of running, a bit of short corner work, but the boys are very positive and not too pumped up, which is good to see, just nice and casual.
What did you focus on in tonight's training session?
Oh, we just focused on possession of the ball and controlling the tempo. It's a bit hard to control tempo at training, but that's our focus, has been every week, and that'll be again in the GF.
Noticed you had a few short corner variations. How many in total are there?
I think there's about seven. We will, and they'll all be used. I mean, it's a known fact that we do have the best short corners in the club, best strike rate. So, yeah, there are a few.
Do you have certain names? Because I remember my brother, his Western Region side had Daffy, Donald, Goofy, different duck names. Have you guys have any innovation in that front?
I've tried the hairy sack and the reach around and
the dirty goat.
You just got to watch these young fellas. They're clean. White virgins. Yeah, you got to keep it pretty clean, mate.
Very good. And for yourself, it's been a bit of a return to form this year. I see you're leading the goal scoring count this year. What has been the main contributing factor to that?
Probably been lazy on the 25, I'd say, mate. Been excellent support from your team, you know. So I think I just give the ball away when I can, and the young boys get it to me when they can.
To the opposition, I had a chance to speak with an elder Maitland player, B-Bar, during the week, and he sort of was of the opinion that they were going to smash you guys. What's your response to that?
I think physically that's their only option. They've got to try and come out and smash us. Whether they can catch the majority of our guys is another thing. So, yeah, good luck to them. I hope they do. And we've had some hard battles against them this year, so hopefully they do come out and smash us.
So this here is Wilko, one of the potential premiership players for North's second grade outfit. Mate, you did watch first grade go down on the weekend and miss out for the first time in what would be 12 grand finals in a row. Reflections on that?
Oh, I think from watching the clubhouse, mate, the lack of teamwork was really obvious. I thought the effort was there in most of the game, but, you know, it's teamwork wins you a game, and Gosford showed that.
Okay, on the game day for you, mate, grand final, you're an hour or two out. What's the preparation?
Oh, I'll probably have a banana or two, and hopefully a few of the boys get here pretty early and we sit around in the shade and have a bit of a laugh and take it casually, because that's what's been good for us all year, just having a bit of a laugh and a chuckle and try and keep these young boys composed.
Banana or two, are you actually going to have any food as well?
Yeah, I'll have singers. Oh. Nice. Oh, <sorry. laughs> Yeah, I will. But I'll be hopefully having a bit of... something beforehand.
That's an audio boo, link to Twitter when I get home. I'll push that through.